Parshas Chukah. The Torah in this week's parasha begins with the words, the famous words, Zois Chukas HaTorah. And then the Torah proceeds to teach us the halachas of Parah Aduma. And many of the Meforashim are troubled. Why does it say Zois Chukas HaTorah? It should have said Zois Chukas HaTumah. These are the rules of Tumah, like it says, for example, in Parashas Boy, with regard to Korban Pesach, it says there, Zois Chukas HaPesach. It doesn't say there, Zois Chukas HaTorah. So if the Torah is now dealing with the halachas of Tumah and Tahara, we would expect the Torah to write, Zois Chukas HaTumah, or Zois Chukas HaTahara. But why Zois Chukas HaTorah? So, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh has a very lengthy piece, which maybe we'll discuss on another occasion. But at the end, he writes the following. He says, because if you keep this mitzvah, the mitzvah of Parah Aduma, which has no known reasoning, afshul choik, even though it's a statute, b'loitam, ki'ilu kiyomu kol ha-Torah. It's as if you have thereby fulfilled the entire Torah. Why? Because the fact that you are prepared to keep a mitzvah, even with no obvious reason behind it, that shows that clearly you have haskomas ha-nefesh. My nefesh is in total agreement, l'kayim kol mitzvahs ha-boiri. Meaning, if I keep those mitzvahs that quote-unquote make sense to me, that I understand, that are rational, but I don't keep those that I don't understand, then it really shows that I'm not really an Eved Hashem. I keep the Torah on my terms, if and when it suits me, if and when it makes sense to me. But if I avoid those mitzvahs that don't make sense to me, then I'm the boss, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you are prepared to keep the mitzvah of Parah Aduma, even though there is no obvious reason, and Torah describes it as a choik, zois chukas ha-Torah, it shows that you are really an Eved Hashem and is therefore tantamount to keeping the entire Torah. And that's why it says, zois chukas ha-Torah. So, we'd like to explain this a little bit. The Or HaChaim, as I mentioned, it's one line at the end of a very lengthy piece. So I'd like to share with you, and really this is going to be tonight's shiur, the Beis HaLevi. I'd like to learn through a Beis HaLevi with you. This Beis HaLevi is to be found on Parashas Kisisa. Parashas Kisisa is, of course, the parasha of the eagle, and the Beis HaLevi shares with us a tremendous yisoid and a tremendous insight into both the eagle and also the Parah Aduma, which, as we know, are linked, as we'll soon see in a minute. So the Beis HaLevi begins with the question of all questions, the question that troubles all the Meforshim al HaTorah: how do we go about explaining in any which way or form the Aveira of the Eagle? Simply to say that a few weeks after Matan Torah, they just rejected everything, they weren't interested, they didn't want to be an Eved Hashem, they had nothing to do with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah and Mitzvahs, and they're now exploring other alternatives, is obviously a highly unsatisfactory explanation. In fact, it can't be. It cannot be that the nation that just came out of Mitzrayim, they saw the Esther Makos, they saw Kriyas Yam Suf, they stood at Har Sinai, they were spoken to by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It is unreasonable and in fact impossible to suggest that merely a few days later they were just rejecting this all. So this is the question that troubles all the Meforshim. So the Beis HaLevi says as follows, and the actual yesoid of the Beis HaLevi is to be found in other Meforshim, but each one says it with his nusach, with the way that he sees it. And this is a very, very important yesoid. The Beis HaLevi teaches us, and he says, every single mitzvah in the Torah, Tariag Mitzvahs, Yesh bo ta'amim v'kavonis. There's lots of reasons behind them, lots of different intentions. Haramuzim l'soydos nistorim. They, of course, are alluding to deep secrets and deep principles. We can layer after layer after layer, we can uncover in every single mitzvah in the Torah, there's of course a depth, ad ein sof. And through performance of the mitzvahs, says the Beis HaLevi, we are maimin b'divrei chazal, that they tell us that every mitzvah is producing tikkunim, rectifying worlds upon worlds upon worlds upon worlds, further and deeper than we can possibly grasp and possibly imagine. So yes, when we shake our lulav and it takes all of 1 second to be mekayim, we have to know there is deep reasoning, there are far-fetching consequences, layer upon layers upon layers. That's true. He says, for example, let's take the mitzvah of producing the Mishkan. The Mishkan, the purpose of which, Va'asuli Mikdosh, V'shochanti V'seicham. Undoubtedly, the purpose is to bring about the residing of the Divine Presence. Now, in the Mishkan, as we know, there are hundreds and thousands of minuscule details, exactly how every keli had to be produced. What about the menorah? What about the shulchan, the mizbeach, the kiyor? How tall? How wide? What material? What shape? The yerios, the amudim, the adonim, the kapoires, the oroim, the poroiches. Every single part has multi layer of details, and it is only when they all converge together and every part of the Mishkan is constructed in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed, then that will bring about the Shekhinah. That will bring about the purpose of the Shekhinah. Now, imagine somebody would come along and would say, listen, I've studied the secret of the Mishkan and I've cracked the code. We cannot say that. We cannot really understand why is it that the menorah has to be this height and the oroim has to be a different height and a different breadth, and why is this made out of gold and it's made out of wood. We can suggest reasons, but we cannot say with any certainty that we have decoded. We have really understood the full depth, as we mentioned before. Every mitzvah has layer upon layer upon layer of reasons and remozim and inyonim. Who's to say? Who can honestly say, I've worked it out, I've cracked the code? But imagine somebody came along and he said, I have done. I've studied all the dimensions, all the materials, and I've worked it out. And I've worked it out. I've worked out why it is that this needs to be this height, and this material, and this breadth, and why is it that it has to be placed over here in the mission. I've worked it all out. According to what I've worked out, I can actually alter the dimensions slightly, all the materials, all the positioning, and it will bring about the same effect. Imagine somebody would say that. Let's give a very, very crass example. I know very little about computers. So if in my computer manual it says, in order to employ a specific program, you've got to press A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. I'm not going to argue. I don't really understand why pressing the buttons A, B, C, 1, 2, 3 does it. But it does. Because when I press the buttons, I see that a particular program is activated. So obviously, I cannot come along and say, no, I don't think I'm going to do A, B, C. I'm going to do D, E, F. That's nonsensical, because I have no idea why A, B, C does the trick. But imagine that you are the computer programmer. You were the one who programmed the computer, or perhaps not, but you understand computer programming and you understood why it is you've got to press the buttons A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. You may well know, and you could be correct, that if A, B, C, 1, 2, 3 will do it, maybe W, X, Y, Z, 5, 6, 7 will also do it. The way the computer is programmed, you've decoded, you've cracked the code, you know the secret, and you know, and you might be 1,000% correct, that you can come from a different direction and a different address and a different code and it will produce the same effect, and you will be right. And there's no arguing, because he pressed the alternative code and it worked. So imagine, lahavdil elef avdolos, if somebody would say the same about the Mishkan. I've realized that I've discovered, I know all the inyonim behind the menorah. Why it has to be gevirim and kafteirim and prochim. And I know the height and the width and the breadth. I've cracked a code and I've worked out that if you don't make it out of gold, rather out of copper, and you change the height from 3 amos to 7, and you don't do flowers, you do something else, it'll produce the same effect. That's what this person will claim. Says the Beis Halevi, this is not just a theoretical question, let's imagine if. Because this is exactly what happened in the Egel. The Chet HaEgel was not a rejection. It was not a rejection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah. That was not, as we explained before, that cannot be the Pshat, obviously. Clearly they had Kavanas L'Shem Shomayim. They wanted to bring down the Shechinah. They didn't have Moshe Rabbeinu. How are they supposed to connect to Klal Yisrael? And in fact, they were not so far off. How do I know they were not so far off? Because you see, there is a mitzvah called the Mishkan. So you see that this potential does exist. There does exist the concept of bringing down into this world HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechinah. So they were not a million miles off the mark. But they didn't produce a Mishkan. Rather, they produced something else called the Egel. So clearly, with their Kavonis, they thought that they had cracked the code. We know how we bring the Shechinah into this world. And they clearly felt, with Aaron HaKohen's participation, making an Egel Hazov will produce the desired effect. So the question that we're asking, what would be if somebody would come along, is not a theoretical question. It actually happened. That's exactly what happened with Klal Yisrael at the time of the Egel. They were this people who had decoded, had worked out in their opinion how it is that you bring the Shechinah down to this world. And they therefore suggested this possibility. Let's make an Egel Hazov and surely that will bring about the Shechinah. Surely that will bring about the Shechinah. So of course the $64 million question is, why were they wrong? So this is the story of the Beis Halevi. Says the Beis Halevi, and obviously he doesn't use these words, but it's not comparable to a computer code. A computer programming, if you just press the right buttons, the right order, the letters and the numbers, it will produce the desired effect. It's a metzius. That's the way the computer has been programmed. But the Torah and the mitzvahs is not a computer program. It will produce the desired effect if, capital I, there is a tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do that. In other words, what in fact brings the Shechinah down to the Mishkan? Is it the manufacturing of the menorah? The manufacturing of the Shulchan? No. It's the fact that you are fulfilling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instruction to construct the menorah. That's what brings about the Shechinah. It's not a computer code. There is no room to suggest an alternative because the alternative was not an instruction from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So their cheshbon was correct in theory, but fundamentally wrong in practice. A computer program doesn't need an instruction, it just needs to work. So I can press this button, I can press another button, if it does it, it does it. The menorah and the shulchan and the mezbeach is not a computer program. It is the fulfillment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instruction. If you are mekayim the rotzin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then and only then will the desired effect come about.
I was thinking the Rav did also.
Right. So if you now suggest an alternative, then by definition, it is fundamentally flawed. Why? because there is no tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not an alternative computer program. Says the Beis Halevi, after they produced the Egel, which was a tremendous chait, for the reason we just explained, the Beis Halevi explained, because with all the good intentions in the world, but there was no mandate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was no tzibui. And if there's no tzibui, then by definition, it will not produce the desired effect, and therefore to the contrary, it's the greatest aveira. Comes along the Torah HaKadosh and says, okay, there will be a kapara. How so? Through the Mishkan. The Medrash says in two places that the Mishkan was initially brought about as a kapara for the Egel. How so? You brought your gold for the Egel, now bring your gold and other precious materials for the Mishkan. Midah keneged midah. Says the Beis Halevi, now I understand. Look in Parashas Pekudei. What is the phrase that repeats itself time and time and time and time and time and time again? Kasher tzivo Hashem es Moshe. Kasher tzivo Hashem es Moshe. Why is that phrase repeated so often? Couldn't it have simply summarized the whole parasha in one pasuk? Instead of going through all the details, just say they did everything as instructed. Why must it go through the Menorah and the Shulchan and the Mizbeach and the Bigdei Kohuna and this and that? Says the Beis Halevi, because the whole Aveir was what? The fact that it was not Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Therefore the Torah needs to emphasize that every Chelek of the Mishkan was produced Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. This is not just a compliment for Klal Yisrael, a pat on their back, they did as instructed. This is the tikkun for the ego. If you produced an ego where the entire yesoid of the Aveira was that it was not Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, then the tikkun has to be the same in the opposite direction. Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. And let's not forget who constructed the Mishkan. Bezalel. Chazal tell us, Bezalel, Betzel, Kael, the shadow of God. Chazal tell us, he was able to put together the letters with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in fact, constructed the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how did he create the world? As we know, Asara Ma'amoris, Vayome, it was with the Koyach of Dibur. Bezalel, Betzel, Kael, the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was able, says Chazal, to be Metzarev those same Oisiyos, to, as it were, produce the world. And yet, how did he produce the Mishkan? Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. He is the ultimate, as it were, computer programmer. He knows the code. So why can't he suggest his own? The answer is, because then it will be fundamentally flawed, because it was not mandated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. We once explained, just in parenthesis, I think we can understand in light of the Beis Halevi why it is the tragic events in Parashas Shmini, Nodav and Avihu, the cry by HaKodesh, the two sons are taken from Klal Yisrael. Now clearly they did an Aveira, it's true, but Chayav Misa, such a terrible Aveira. And the answer is because what was their Aveira? It says they brought an Eish, Zoro Asher Loi Tziva Oisom. That is the absolute antithesis of the whole Mishkan. On the opening day of the Mishkan, this is the Yom Chanukah Samizbeach, this is Parashat Shmini, Vayhi Bayom HaShmini. On the very day that the Mishkan gets produced and constructed and consecrated, to then go and bring an Eish, Asher Loi Tziva Oisom, by definition, is Aveira that becomes magnified 1,000 times. Because the whole essence of the Mishkan is Kasher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe. To then bring an Eish, Asher Loi Tzivo Islam, is not merely an Aveira. It's an Aveira of epic proportions, because it totally negates the whole idea, the whole concept of the Mishkan. I think we once explained on another occasion, remember that Rashi in the beginning of Parashas Vahaloscha? Vaya'as Kain Aaron. And Aaron did as instructed. Famous Rashi. Magid Shvochoi Shel Aaron Sheloi Shino. This is the compliment, the praise to Aaron, he did not change. And everybody asked, well, why should he change? And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz famously writes, Ahotnisht Besser Gemacht. He didn't do it better. we once explained, Aaron HaKohen had his part to play in the eagle. He had his part to play in the eagle. Therefore, his avoida has to be, you're going to receive an instruction, Vayaskin Aaron. Do not deviate. You might think of a quote-unquote better way to do it. That'll be flawed. Why? Because it's not kashrut tzivos shemus moshe. That's the shvach for Aaron. That's the shvach for Aaron. This is the yesod of the Beis Halevi. Any mitzvah or aveira can be with all the cheshbonos, the kavonos, tahoros in the world, but if it's not mandated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's fundamentally flawed and will be considered an aveira. Has to be kashrut tzivos shemus moshe. And that was the yesod of the egel and the mishkan, which is therefore a kapara. Says the Beis Halevi, now let's come back to our parasha. Everybody here knows, we all learned this in school. Rashi brings, in the name of Rav Moshe HaDarshan, many different explanations throughout the whole parasha of Parah Aduma. Parah is the cow. The egel is the calf. So the mother comes to clean up the mess of the child. So one second. So is this a choik, which has no rhyme or reason? So why is Rashi and Meforashim the Medrash? There's a Medrash. The Medrash says all karbonos are normally brought from male animals, except the Parah Aduma. It's not the Shoyer Odoim, the red ox. It's the red cow. Why the female version? Says the Medrash, because the mother has to come and clean up the mess of the child. So one second, is this a Zois Chukas HaTorah, or is this a mitzvah that we do have a reasoning behind? So he explains so wonderfully. What did Shlomo HaMelech say about Parah Aduma? Omarati Echkama V'hi Rechoyka Mimeni. I said I was wise, but I see it's too far away from me. What was he referring to when he said, I said I was wise? And what was he referring to when he said, V'hi Rechoyka Mimeni? Says the Beis Halevi, he began looking at every single mitzvah. And he understood them, mitzvah by mitzvah by mitzvah. Amarti echkemos, I see, I've been given chokhmah. But the mitzvah of Parah Aduma, is rechoy kameni, is beyond my grasp. And if it's beyond my grasp, says the Beis Halevi, then I actually realize that I don't understand the reasons behind any mitzvahs at all. There's tariyag mitzvahs. There are not 613 one by one mitzvah. It is one homogeneous unit of tariyag. And they're all linked. And they're all connected. Like we said before, layers upon layers that overlap and meet. And if you don't understand one, then that in fact is megale to you that actually don't understand anything. Omarati echkama b'vehi, through Parah Aduma I realize that rechoy kamimeni, I don't understand any of it at all. I don't understand any of it at all. And he says, and this answers our original question, and maybe this is what the Ohr HaChaim was referring to, or at least an alternative explanation. That's why it's called Zois Chukas HaTorah. It is the Chuk of the Torah, because it's the Chuk that's Megale to us that the entire Torah is a Chuk. We may be able to suggest in Yonim, as the Sefer HaChinuch, what does the Sefer HaChinuch call it always? Mishroshe HaMitzvah. What is the Mishroshe HaMitzvah? So it's a root. A tree has lots and lots and lots of roots. Nobody can say, this is the one that does it. We talk about Ta'ameh HaMitzvahs. How do you translate the word Ta'ameh? So we always translate it as reasoning. Ta'am literally means a taste. How to ask you a question, why do you eat bread? Why? Because the person needs to live. Alechem yichyeh ha'adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'roiv chastoy has made bread palatable and tasty. But the taste in the bread is not the reason that you eat it. The reason that you eat it is because you must. The taste just makes it easier to absorb. It makes it palatable. So when we talk about ta'am mitzvahs, they're not the reasoning. The reasoning is, why do you do this mitzvah? I don't know, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. But we have a time, a bit of a taste, just to make it a bit more palatable. so that it shouldn't seem chas v'sholom totally nonsensical. So there's something that makes it niskabel al adas, but it's a tam. It's not the reasoning. What is the reasoning? I don't know. Zoyis chukas ha-teira. Zoyis chukas ha-teira. Zoyis chukas ha-teira. Says the Beis Halevi in conclusion. Therefore, the para aduma, which is a chayk, an absolute chayk, we do not understand the reasoning behind it. Performance of a mitzvah where we do not understand, we have no grasp behind it, is the absolute kapara and tikkun to the chet ha'egel. Because what was the chet ha'egel all about? Rationalization. If you could bring a shechina, then maybe we could do it like this, we could do it like that, we could do... But we said, what was the fundamental flaw? It wasn't kasher tziva Hashem, it's Moshe. So the antidote to that, the absolute polar opposite, is here comes a mitzvah which you are doing entirely because kasher tziva Hashem is Moshe. There is no room for rationalization because you can't possibly understand it. It's rechayka mimeni. Says the Beis Halevi, and this is the final line, and this is his absolute genius now. Is para aduma a choik, or is there a reasoning behind it? Says the Beis Halevi, it's a choik. Zoyis chukas ha-teira. So what did Chazal mean when they said, come along the mother to clean up the mess of the child? It doesn't mean that's the reasoning behind it. It means the performance of a mitzvah like para aduma will ensure that you will never mess up in the Chet HaEgel again. Because the Chet HaEgel only came about through what? Through a mindset by which we can rationalize and explain and suggest. But once you have a mitzvah of Para Aduma, which says we cannot rationalize, and we cannot explain, and we cannot suggest, that's what it means. It cleans up the mess of the child. It means it's a shmira. The Chet HaEgel can never happen again. But not that this is the reason behind the mitzvah. We ask, there's a stira. All the Rishonim are giving explanations, yet the Torah says it's Zoyis Chukas HaTorah. Says the Beis Halevi in his genius, when it says that the mother comes along and cleans up the mess of the child, it doesn't mean that's the reason behind the mitzvah. What it means is performance of the mitzvah of Para Aduma without understanding, that will ensure that the mess of the child will never happen again. Why? Because I hold my hands up and I say, I can't possibly understand. So how can I start justifying? How can I start rationalizing? How can I come along as the computer programmer, as the scientist? Well, maybe I can suggest this code and this combination. But it's not kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Zoyis chukas ha-toira is the tikkun, not because it's the reason behind the mitzvah. It's a chuk. Chuk belitam. That is the whole mahalach of the Beis Halevi. It's a very big arichas. What I discuss now with you is a small part of it. But maybe this is what the Eir HaChaim is staying there for. Zoyis chukas ha-toira. If you keep this mitzvah without understanding, it's really the chuk of the entire Torah. It's not limited to our parsha. This is the big gilui that in fact we don't really understand at all. We even begin to understand the reasoning of the Torah. On occasion we trick ourselves and perhaps think that we do understand. Because there's a tamei ha-mitzvah, there's a mishroshe ha-mitzvah. So it comes along Para Aduma, and that's why it's so fundamental. Para Aduma shows me that actually Zoyis Chukas ha-Torah. We don't understand reasoning, and that will be the shmira that will clean up the mess of the child, meaning the mess of the child will not be produced again. Nobody can produce an egel after you makayim the mitzvah of Para Aduma, because those are two opposites. If you makayim the mitzvah of Para Aduma, which is a clear declaration that what? I do not understand. It's rechayka mimeni. So how can you then go in the same sentence and say, but I want to make an egel? Oh, well, because you do understand how to bring the Shekhinah to the world, but you don't understand, because it has to be Kashrut Tziva Hashem as Moshe. And that really, therefore, I think, is the yisod of Para Aduma, but the yisod of what Rashi tells us also in the beginning of the parasha. The Goyim taunt us, they mock. What's the reason? What's going on? You don't understand. And the answer, how do we answer them? We don't answer them by saying, no, actually we do understand, there is a reasoning. Really we answer, we say, you're 100% right, we don't understand, and we do it nonetheless. And in fact, that is the difference between a goyim and a yidden. A goyim will keep mitzvahs if it makes sense, when it suits him, when it fits in with his lifestyle, on his terms. That's not an Eved Hashem. The very fact that we keep the Parah Adumah, it's not despite not understanding it. It's because we don't understand, and we keep it nonetheless. Doesn't make any difference. That's the Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. That's the way we are clearly demonstrating that we are the ultimate Avdei Hashem. And that's why the mitzvah Parah Adumah is far bigger, as it were, than one single mitzvah in the Torah. It really is Zois Chukas HaTorah, the entire Torah.